In sports, well, there's a lot to talk about, and we'll start off with the teams vying to be in the World Series. Well, in the National League Divisional Series, the Braves beat the Brewers 5-4. Atlanta wins that series 3-1. Meanwhile, the Dodgers beat the Giants in a must-win situation, 7-2. That series is tied 2-2 and goes to Los Angeles for what will probably be the final game. And, of course, Houston back to the Divisional Championship Series for the fifth year in a row. The Astros beat the White Sox by a score of 10-1. 10-1, all right? That's the story in baseball. Now, the National Hockey League kicked off their action last night. And in that action that happened yesterday, the Penguins downed the Lightning by a score of 6-2. And the Golden Knights beat the Kraken 4-3. The Kraken, that's a Seattle hockey team, 4-3. They released the Kraken, and the Kraken was defeated. Now, coming up in the National Hockey League today, the Canadiens take on the Maple Leafs. The Rangers will take on the Capitals. The Winnipeg Jets over the Ducks. And the Blackhawks take on the Avalanche. And the Vancouver Canucks take on the Oilers. So they are in action. The NBA is getting set to go into action as well with their regular season. So we've got it all going now. Baseball, hockey, basketball, and football. And yes, the international game, soccer. So everything is going on right now. And let's get to the bizarre news and the strange news. John Gruden. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced yesterday they will remove former Super Bowl winning head coach John Gruden from their Ring of Honor after it was reported that he made racist and homophobic comments directed at the commissioner Roger Goodell and the NFL Player Association executive DeMora Smith, amongst others, according to the stories that we've been hearing for a while. So he's being removed from the Ring of Honor. Now, Gruden was in the fourth year of a 10-year, $100 million contract, released a statement following the decision to resign. Quote, I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. End quote. Gruden, of course, coached Tampa Bay from 2002 to 2008, leading the Bucs to a Super Bowl victory over the then Oakland Raiders. He finished with a 57-55 overall rating during his time with the Bucs. He was inducted to the Ring of Honor in 2017. So this story just, you know, this is the bad thing about certain stories. These stories have legs, and they just don't go away. They just don't go away. The thing about these emails, I think, that made it so damning and made people act so quick is that it wasn't just one email. It was basically going over 10 years worth of emails, and there were a lot of comments made. Is it fair to judge somebody over 1 year or 2 years or something they did once, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago? No. But if there's a continual stream of information that's available and you are going to basically demean African Americans, Black Americans, just remember the National Football League is about 70-75% are Black athletes. Like the NBA is predominantly Black athletes. And if you are a coach in those leagues, you just can't do that over the course of your life. Either the players will not respond to that. They won't respect it. And nor they should if you're a Black American. Come on, it's 2021. So that's the story on John Gruden. I'm sure more information will come out, unfortunately, over the course of the next days or weeks. But that is our check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.